Well, around the county at the moment, northwesterly winds dominating. They'll, in fact, dominate through the next 4 to 5 days, just keeping temperatures a bit low for the time of year. There will be some cloud around as well, some of that cloud broken, though, so allowing some sunshine through during the first part of the day. And that's becoming a little more expansive, I think, as the day progresses. Although, even when there is some cloud this morning, then there is a chance of just one or two very light showers at first. The winds from the northwest, light or moderate, they will become fresh, even locally strong over the moors and exposed parts of the coast, with maximum temperatures up to 15 Celsius in the southeast, 12 or 13 degrees the likely maximum to the north. And tonight it'll be dry, there'll be clear spells at first, but becoming cloudier from the north later in the night. A few showers also moving in from the northeast, while the northwest winds will be light or moderate at first before freshening again during the night and becoming stronger around the north coast and over the moors. Minimum temperature will be down to 7 degrees, 45 Fahrenheit, 10 Celsius for the Isles of Scilly. And on Thursday, a mainly dry, bright start to the day with sunny spells, but cloud will again build during the day from the north and scattered showers will develop. A few heavier showers also possible in the mix by the end of Thursday, while moderate or fresh north or northwesterly winds will become strong again in exposed areas, so making it feel cool for May. Maximum temperatures only up to 13 Celsius, 55 Fahrenheit. Overnight into Friday, it'll be cloudy, but the showers will die out from the east, less frequent further west, and some clearer spells also developing, and that means fairly chilly. Minimum temperatures down to 5 Celsius, 41 Fahrenheit inland, and 9 Celsius for the Isles of Scilly. We're still fairly fresh northwesterly winds. For Friday, well, low pressure dominates to the east of the UK, and that's going to drive more cloud in during Friday. Also cause the winds to strengthen a touch as well. Although it'll be mostly dry, it'll be fairly cloudy at times, with some bright or sunny periods developing, but there is always the risk of a few showers or some patchy rain just creeping into eastern areas. Overnight into Saturday, it'll be dry, there'll be clear spells, chilly again, with north to northwesterly winds fresh to strong during the day, but easing overnight. Highs of 13 for Friday, and overnight minimum temperatures ranging between 5 Celsius and 11 Celsius, 52 Fahrenheit. For Saturday, it'll be dry. There'll be variable amounts of cloud. The high pressure just exerting a bit of strength over the British Isles at this stage, feeling a little less cold because of lighter winds and with some sunny periods as well. Still chilly overnight, though. Light or moderate northwesterly winds will mean maximum temperatures on Saturday up to 14 Celsius, 57 Fahrenheit, and the minimum at 5 Celsius again. For Sunday, dry with sunny spells, some broken cloud, perhaps a little more cloudy later in the day. And then looking ahead into the bank holiday, it does look as though there is an increasing threat of rain moving in from the west. Temperatures on Sunday, though, up to 15 at best, 59 Fahrenheit. The inshore waters forecast the wind north or northwest 3 or 4, increasing 5 or 6, the weather showers later and the visibility good.